Okay. Joker and Harley Quinn as a toxic relationship, go. Your argument for it was...
Well,
I pointed it out that you did, so y'all decide who starts.
Within the context of the series, it was toxic in that he was willing to fuck her over at literally any opportunity that would benefit
him. Well, see, that's only if you're going off of a traditional relationship guideline, which they're not. Their relationship was never normal. She sought him out initially. He had no idea she even existed. She sought him out because she was attracted to his psychotic mind. And then from there... was manipulated, if you want to say. I think she was just letting herself go, basically. You know, there's a give and take there, but there's been plenty of dialogue in between them and henchmen and all these other things from multiple iterations. But there's no toxicity there. They're just both sadomasochists. They enjoy giving and receiving pain to each other. And the whole dynamic of fuck you, Harley, basically, is that... a slave-master relationship. It's a BDSM thing. And so it's like shaming it and making it this toxic relationship status just puts half the population out there that's into that kind of shit to shame. Like, that's bad. You can't be doing that.
Well, I can understand that perspective. I think it's also context-dependent on how the relationship's depicted in whatever media that it happens to arise in.
Yeah, yeah. And all the media that it's arised in, they're always together and doing these things together. That's why... even in the old animated series, there's a point where Harley actually uses one of Joker's plans, captures Batman successfully, and would have murdered him successfully had Batman not been smart enough to be like, better let the Joker know. He'll be proud. Knowing that he would not be proud, in fact, because she has to explain the joke to him later. That's why he didn't use that plan. So she had to explain the joke to him, so he takes a swordfish, and he beats the shit out of her with the swordfish. They're in like a 4-story building, and he whacks her out of it. You know, she lands down there, and the next shot is her in a body cast going to Arkham, being sad, you know, because the Joker doesn't love her, you know, like in every fucking episode that they're in down there. But at the end, he has the note that says, get well soon, with a rose, you know, and she's like, oh, you know, and everything's all back to normal. And then there's multiple episodes to the Batman the animated series, where Harley gets one up on him, and he's like, I love this woman. You know, like, there's a time where he's blowing up this park, I can't remember what it is, it's like an auto park, because there's a plane involved or something, but she has a Tommy gun, and she's about to just mow his ass down, but it's out of bullets. And they both just, like, look at each other real serious for a minute, and then they're like, they start laughing and having a good old time. They're not the traditional relationship.
I'm not saying that people with BDSM or sadomasochistic relationships can't have a healthy relationship dynamic. But
so you think that they are an unhealthy BDSM relationship? What grounds do you have for it to be unhealthy?
I guess extreme physical harm for one.
But
not
they
caring
both
about
agree to. They're both consenting adults. They both agree with
this
incredible amount of pain, right?
It's the only way they can even feel anything in this universe. Because this isn't Earth. This isn't normal America. This is Gotham with a bunch of supervillains and shit. They all have, like, Joker himself has dead nerve endings. So he doesn't even feel anything that she's doing hardly. So she has to go hardcore on him just as much. And she's one of those chicks that enjoys it.
So they are consenting adults. So the incredible violence is just strange to you, not unhealthy. So what next?
Because he also, the only reason he does a lot of these things is because he knows that Batman will, in fact, pick up the slack and save her ass for him. He never has to worry about it. Because Batman's there. He'll save her just fine.
I think Joker trusts the Batman to do his job.
I'd say Batman loves the Joker. Joker loves the Batman more than he... is fond of Harley.
Oh yeah, 100%. That's because Harley was much later on. Yeah. I kind of wish, like, I always loved the relationship and like Harley the character, but I kind of wish that she had just stayed the one-off that she was supposed to be. So that the episode she appeared in, she was just there. Yeah, that was it. That was supposed to be the only episode she was in.
What was her first appearance in media?
It was in '92, I think. It was Batman the animated series. Joker's favor. it starts off with a dude driving down the highway, and he's like, this poor dude, he's had enough, he's pissed off, he's stressed, traffic sucks, you know, somebody cuts him off, so he's like, he gets pissed off, and he goes and he cuts them off, he gets in front of them, he has the ability to cut them off. Oops, he just cut off the Joker.
And that sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, so the Joker follows him, and follows him, and follows him, and they end up in this remote little location. And the guy gets out, and the Joker just kind of goes up to him. He's all like, gets his information down. He's like, all right, you owe me one. And then he leaves. The guy's like, you know, he changes his name over the years and moves, but that doesn't matter. The Joker's kept tabs on him. Now the Joker needs somebody on the inside that the Batman doesn't know about to do this next heist or whatever he's planning to do. And that's when Harley makes her appearance. She's just, at that point, she's just another henchwoman. She's just a henchwoman.
Really?
Yeah. She fit the need for the heist. She played the charismatic bimbo, basically. She was the security guard chick.
Did she have that origin story yet? Or did that sort of develop over time?
That developed over time. Yeah, like I said, they were just, she was just going to be a one-off henchwench, kind of easy quench. Yeah, that's what they called her. She's the head henchwench. People liked her so much that they continued to use her, and she grew from there. And then eventually they went with the whole Poison Ivy Harley relationship, like that being better than Harley and Joker. That's what, like, I enjoyed that, you know? It's like, okay, cool, my second character, that's awesome. So that's progressive, you know? But then it's like, they're trying to act like it was a better relationship. You know, if we're talking, it was a toxic relationship. The woman hates humans. Like...
Yeah, I don't like that whole thing.
Anti-human.
Like, it's way easier for dudes to have toxic relationships than females. Like, men can be labeled toxic so much easier.
Right. Mansplaining, manspreading.
Yes.
It sucks to be a dude these days.
Maybe it does. I don't know. I'm kind of a fan. Like, again, like, I'd still always check the whole dude box.
I'd kind of rather be, like, a bit darker skin, though. Like, not, like, fully a different color. It's, like, olive or something.
Yeah.
Just to be able to qualify. No longer be a straight white man.
Get those victim points, you know?
Wow. You're terrible. But.
That's true.
It's all like Louis C.K. thing. It's like the Louis C.K. thing. It's like, that's terrible. But it's kind of true.
So he's a Mexican.
Is this really?
Yeah, he's a Mexican.
I think that's a joke. Like, I think he's from Mexico, Texas.
No, his dad's a Mexican. Mexican as fuck.
That's hilarious.
Just like Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen's a Mexican.
That's because Charlie Sheen has a real name. It's fucking Emilio Escobar or some shit.
Estevez or something.
Estevez?
I thought he was dead at one point. And I mean, like, I
fucking should be. All the fucking cocaine that motherfucker's done. Winning.
I played a little app called Pocket God, and they kind of made fun of that by having one of the little tribal characters say, "Winning!" And
double rainbow, oh my god.
We were filling out applications for the military, and the recruiter was like, what should we put down your race as? And we both were like, yeah, we're white. And he goes, winning, and checks it. Wow.
Yeah. And then he was all like, oh, whoops. And then it was like 10 minutes, maybe not even that later, that the two fucking guys who had just gone through boot camp or something, they were just about to ship out to boot camp. They're all Hispanic as fuck walking in, and he's like, they changed their attitude and they're like, oh, hey guys, what's going on?
So he was like low key racist, but.
No, I think he was making a joke.
Okay.
Yeah. But you never know. I mean, he was bald.
And probably a straight white man.
Yeah.
Was this in New Mexico?
Huh?
Was this a recruiter in New Mexico?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. He used to be a military drug dude.
Well,
before he became a recruiter.
We do live in a red county.
I don't mind that at all.
I mean, I kind of wish progressive was the default here, but it's more the exception.
Yeah. But I think we're also a little more thick-skinned around here.
Fair enough.
More what?
Thick-skinned. Mm-hmm. Just a little.
It's because the sun bakes us like fucking potatoes.
Probably. We just don't give a fuck about anything. It's like, well, the sun hates me. I don't care what you call me.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Well, you're a bastard. Yeah, well, the sun sucks dick, so eat my ass.
I'm sorry, the last blood cell, or last brain cell just boiled away.
In all seriousness, when I was watching it, I was thinking Wesley would definitely enjoy this.
Yeah.
And I don't get that recommendation.
I'm trying to discount that.
Yeah.
I was just giving you the reason why I haven't yet watched it. But I've said that of many shows and then eventually watched them in life. Like, I never thought I'd like Sons of Anarchy. I watched that, and it was pretty enjoyable. Lock and Key that just came out on Netflix. That's a really good one.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it about?
This house that was built in, like, the fucking 16th century or some shit.
Okay.
Is basically, I guess, a portal to another dimension or some weird shit, but there's these keys that have magical powers, basically. Like, what, if you hold the key, you, like, there's one that is a lighter, basically. Anything the key touches, it sets fire to you. There's one that if you, any door that you use it in, you can go to any door you've ever seen before.
That's
so you travel wherever you want, yeah. You can even have just seen a photo of it, like on fucking Google or some shit. And you can instantly transfer there. There's another one that you put in the side of your head, like put it in behind your head and click it, and you fucking pop outside your body, and then you can go inside your own mind, manifest your subconscious into the physical realm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty dope show. Apparently, it was a comic book.
Have you seen Umbrella Academy yet?
Yes, I watched that when it first came out. I'm waiting for the second season.
Same.
It's supposedly coming out this year.
There's a lot coming out of season two for like this March or this April. Westworld season two is what I'm really excited about. But there's some other upcoming shit too. Let's go ahead and pause that.